This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
You are a star, and that audience deserves to see you shine.
True Boss Talk, the podcast for the people. I'm your host, True Hefe, the True Boss. What's the deal? What's the deal? The smoke is up. We currently, right now at 3-2, series, Golden State over Boston Celtics, with Golden State winning back to back last two games. Draymond Green has been a little inconsistent, you know. Everybody been going on him. They even said his mom put out a tweet on Instagram saying she don't even know what's wrong with him. You know what I mean? Because he's not performing with his normal abilities. You know what I mean? He's a little slumping right now. Could be hurt. Could be tired. Played a lot of games, so... That's the case. Big Perk jumped in. And Big Perk Kendrick Perkins is a former NBA player, now NBA analyst. He gets to talk about basketball for a living. I guess he went a little hard on Draymond, you know what I mean? And Draymond didn't appreciate that. So after the last night's game and Draymond did so good, he threw some shots at Perk. You know what I'm saying? And a little personal, went on how he look and all this type of shit. So, you know, when you warn, it gets all type of shit out, all type of emotions. You know, when you're a former player and then you get a chance to talk about NBA players for a living, sometimes you're gonna be a little... Perk's known for being a little edgy, so... You know, it clashed a little bit. You know. Draymond scored. Draymond's trying to go for his fourth championship, if I'm correct. I don't even think Big Perk even has a championship. But his job now is to, analyze the NBA now and players that's playing, so... He's doing his job. I don't think this is just going to end so good. You know what I mean? As far as beef and all that, nah, they grown-ass men, you feel me? I don't think they going to go that level. But as far as talking, the dislike for each other, yeah, I think that's going to continue. Because Draymond got a podcast, too. He started this year. Which now he got a platform, he can talk back. So, I think it's definitely the beginning of something to, with these guys. We'll, keep our eye out for it. You know, NBA circle, basketball, Golden State trying to finish it up. Steph Curry, a lot of people call him the greatest shooter of all time. And he got a chance to get another ring, so be paying attention. In other news, in music news, Dame Dash was being sued by Jay-Z because it was three partners, right, in Rockefeller Records when they started. It was Jay-Z, it was the guy Biggs, and it was Dame Dash. So they put together Jay-Z. This is why he's being sued. They put together Jay-Z's album, Reasonable Doubt. And since it was three people involved, Dame Dash thought he had 1/3% of it. You know what I mean? So what Dame Dash did was sell his percent of 1/3 of the album. and Jay-Z, you know, counter. Well, Jay-Z sued him. He sold it to somebody, and Jay-Z sued him. Now, they went to court, and when they went to court, they found out, Dame Dash found out he did not own really one-third of it. The record label did. They was all partners in a record label. And he thought because they all was one-third of the owner of the record label, that means he's one-third owner of the actual album. The actual, yeah, album. First album Jay-Z ever made. That's not the case. That's him personally, and that's the record company, which is a business. So he didn't own that. They came to an agreement, and Jay-Z stopped the lawsuit. So my thinking is Dame probably gave the money back to the one who bought the percent, and Jay dropped the lawsuit, and they closed it up like that behind scenes, which, because I heard on different interviews that Dame always wanted to work things out, you know, instead of putting the courts involved. He don't like to go to court, which I kind of don't understand that, because if you're doing business, there's so many shady businesses. Then that 50% or a little less always end up in court. You know, somebody's always trying to get over on somebody. So doing business and going to court, is that works hand in hand. So that's some goofy shit. Unless he say he don't like to go to business, go to court with his friends or former friends, and I understand it. But just because you don't like to go to court and you want to work things out doing business under the table, nah, that's not how that work. That's not how that work. I'm glad Jay-Z, you know, just didn't steamroll him. You know what I mean? Because Jay already doing great things. And it doesn't, you don't get any points by kicking a nigga when he down. You know what I mean? I didn't know who was the, you know what I mean, main clog in that Jay-Z Dame Dash shit. But we know now. You know what I'm saying? We know now. And I'm not laughing at Dame Dash, because motherfucker's still out here. He's still making moves. He's still pushing. He's still living. So salute to him. But, yeah, man, Jay, shit, man, you doing so many great things, man. Bird, let that shit go, man. Let that shit go. This True Boss Talk, what y'all think? Hey, yo, whatever y'all doing, make sure y'all tune in to every episode for this great content. We're here to entertain the people. Shout out to my staff. We worldwide. We on, I think, every podcast platform. So that's an accomplishment. Coming out of Langsley, New Jersey, where I don't think it's really no other successful podcasts. So we holding it down for them, and we're going to continue to make great content. 100.
Me, your greatest creation, bringing you what you've always wanted, power beyond your wildest dreams, and it's only the beginning.